Okay, my name is Linda Bridwell. I'm the Executive Director of the Public Service Commission. We appreciate you all coming out tonight. This is a public comment meeting for the case number 2024-00346, the application from Delta Natural Gas for an adjustment of gas rates. So with us tonight are Chair Angela Hatton and Commissioner Mary Pat Regan, two of the three commissioners that will hear this case for the Public Service Commission. And I'll go through a little bit of the agenda tonight. So first of all, we'll do a presentation from the staff. So I'll give you a few of very, very high level details about the case and the application and the proceeding and the basis for making a decision in this case. At that point, after the presentation, you can ask the staff if you have some questions about the proceeding itself or anything that we present tonight. Then the purpose of this meeting is really for the public to be able to comment and for the commissioners to be here locally so people don't have to come to Frankfort to make a comment about the utilities in their area. So that's really the purpose of this. So a lot of times when we get here, people want to ask a lot of questions about what's in the case and what's going on. And we really can't answer questions about that. The utility's not going to make a presentation and we can't answer questions. But with that said, everything that's in the case is online. It's available to the public at any point. But in this proceeding, it's like the commissioners serve as the judges in the proceeding. So it would be like you going to court as a member of the public and starting to question the judge about something going on. So that's why it doesn't work. It's that way. That we just, this is an opportunity for you to have your voice heard as part of this process. So it's a little confusing sometimes, and I think sometimes we get people that come out and are expecting a big presentation about the details of the case. And unfortunately, just the way the process works, we're not able to do that tonight. But I'll try and answer your questions or point you where in the record that we have that information for you. So I want you to know that the public comments, any public comments that you make are documented. They're in the public record. The commissioners do read them. They watch this. The recording tonight will be part of the case record. So anybody that gets up and speaks, my presentation, any comments that are made are part of the case record that anybody can go back and look at. And I'll talk a little bit more tonight towards the end of my presentation about other ways that you can make public comments. Tonight is not the only opportunity. So if you go back home or you're talking tomorrow at lunch or with somebody and they say, well, you know, if I had known about it, I really would have liked to have commented or heard. You say, well, there's still an opportunity for you. Or if you're not comfortable getting up and speaking tonight, you want to put your thoughts down on paper. There are ways you can still, as long as the record is open all the way up until the final order is closed, you can make public comments. And again, it will go into the record. The staff and the commissioners will read those comments. So first, give you a little background for people that don't know about the Public Service Commission. We're an entity that was created in 1934. It's a three-member administrative body that has, they're appointed by the governor. They have a quasi-judicial duties. Basically, like I said, they serve as the judge in the cases. We regulate more than 1,100 utilities across the state. So we're one of those agencies that nobody really knows much about, but we actually touch a lot of people's lives with all the different utilities and how we regulate them. We regulate rates and service. We're funded by an assessment paid by the utilities. So it's based upon the utility's gross income. And under the statute that the legislature has authorized the commission, it says every utility shall furnish adequate, efficient, and reasonable service at a fair, just, and reasonable rate. So the commissioners in this sense are there to determine what is a fair, just, and reasonable rate for adequate and safe service. So keeping in mind, sometimes again, that's part of the commissioner's process is to balance between the utility and what's fair, just, and reasonable. So to give you a little background about the rate making process, as you know, utilities in Kentucky are not competitive businesses. They're monopolies. But their rates and services are regulated by the PSC. And why is that? You know, in today's world, that seems kind of the opposite of what we think of under a capitalist society. But the reason for that is because utilities are very, very capital expensive, intensive. It takes a lot of money to build the infrastructure. And so we as a society really can't afford to have one water line down one side of the street and another water line down the other side of the street. It's more efficient to have one set of utilities serving that area for gas, electric, water, sewer, and then have them regulated under the Public Service Commission. So the utility rates and services are regulated to protect against the risk of poor service and a monopoly, monopoly profits in excess of the cost. So their job is to look at the costs, the expenses, and again, determine what is fair, just, and reasonable. So changing the utility rates, as I mentioned, is a legal process. They're governed by the statutes and regulations. The Public Service Commission is only authorized what, they're very limited in the authorization of what they can and can't do by the statutes that the legislature has passed. So the process includes the utility filing the application. And so included in the application, there's a list in the regulations of everything financially and operationally that they have to file. They also file written testimony by their officers and consultants to support the financial information. The rates are suspended for 6 months, and the parties may intervene, but they must be represented by an attorney. The parties then have to respond to requests for information. So you get in the financial statement, and this, that's where the staff of the Public Service Commission, and we have about 86 people on staff right now, and the lawyers, CPAs, accountants, and their job is to look at those filings, go through those numbers, and ask questions. Why are you doing this? What does this mean? So those are the sort of things that we're looking for. The parties respond to the request for information. There's usually 2-3 rounds of, okay, what did you mean by this answer that you gave us? Then we'll have an evidentiary hearing where the witnesses that the party has that the utility has offered are available for cross-examination. Just like Law and Order, that's a live witness, that they get sworn in, they get asked questions back and forth from the different attorneys. So then there will be a final order deciding the matter in the case. So, welcome, Commissioner Stacy. So we're glad we have an opportunity, third commissioner, Commissioner Stacy. So I'll let them introduce themselves when we get to that part of the program. So the public comments, and this is what I want to emphasize and I talk to you about, the public comments can be filed at any time during the case. So we've received some public comments already. We'll receive other public comments as it goes along. You can file them by email. You can write a letter. Actually, at the beginning of the evidentiary hearing, you can virtually call in. You can appear in Frankfurt and make public comments. So there's lots of opportunities to comment along the way. So the rate application, how much? That's the big answer, right? Is how much? So the rates must enable the utility to provide adequate service, to maintain its financial integrity, and attract investors, including favorable terms for loans. So that's really what we're looking at, balanced against what's appropriate rates for the consumers. So the U.S. Supreme Court has held that rates that do not allow those three things are unconstitutional. So it's considered a taking of property. So in exchange for the ability to provide you service, they're allowed to maintain their financial integrity. So Delta Natural Gas, who's the applicant in this case, has approximately 40,000 customers across 32 counties. Part of it's the formerly the People's Gas. The last rate increase was in 2021, so just about 4 years ago. So what Delta has requested in this case, and again, this is all very high level. There are reams and reams of papers and pages detailing the explanation of the financial, but approval of a change in the existing rates, the residential customer charge would increase to $33.60 a month from the current charge of $24 a month. So in addition to that, the proposed average monthly residential bill will increase $15.75. So the gas charge plus the customer charge would be a total increase of $15.75 on average. So if you're someone who uses less gas than average, be a little less if you use more gas. So right now their average customer uses 4.56 MCF of gas a month. So it's a 22% increase is what they've asked from $71 to $86.75 a month on average. The proposed adjustments will increase revenues $10,909,513 overall. So what I've put up there is that the residential bill goes up a little bit more than the 19%. So there's a little bit of adjustment among the different classes. They're also asking for an accounting deferral for a tax study that was done at a corporate level, an increase to the collection charge of $20 a month that is currently $5 a month, and a reconnection charge increased from $9 to $60. And then also continuing their pipe replacement program rider, which is a replacement of the infrastructure of the pipes. So the intervening party at this point, we just have the intervener. The only intervener is the Attorney General's office. And I wanted to mention that because the Attorney General is by statute the consumer advocate. They are designated as a consumer advocate. So as I mentioned to you, the commission is statutorily required to look at fair, just, and reasonable rates. They're balancing the needs of the customers against the needs of the utility. And the person who is fighting for you, the consumer, is the Attorney General's office. So again, that's why I want to make sure they're serving as the judge, and then you have the two parties in there arguing the case. So hopefully that makes a little sense on, there can be other intervening parties. Again, you have to be represented by a utility, by an attorney. You have to, there are some tests that you have to agree that you're not going to impede the process and that you will bring a special interest or information that would not otherwise be represented by the Attorney General representing you on the customer's behalf. So the next steps, and again, I'm trying to go through this fairly quickly and at a high level. The hearing in Frankfort begins on Thursday, April 17th at 2025. So right now we're still in the discovery phase. We're still asking questions. The utility is still answering questions. It'll begin at 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and it's estimated at this point to last one day. Okay, as I mentioned, public comments are accepted at the start of the hearing on April 17th. And what that means is if you want to drive to Frankfort or if you want to call in and get on a Zoom call, you may make, at the beginning of that hearing, you may make public comments in that way. And, you know, just on video, you'll be on the transcript. It's virtual and in person. But again, the hearing is open to the public. You can watch it on YouTube, or you can come and see us at the Public Service Commission and sit through it if you would like. But you can also, the directions for virtual public comments and also how to make written public comments are on our website. We're required by statute, the public service is required by statute to issue an order in this case by September 25th, 2025. So again, as I said, the legislature has set out through statutes and regulations kind of how the process works and what the criteria are for judging the cases. So with that, let me say this will be the opportunity to ask questions about the proceeding in general. And once the public comment period begins, the commissioners will take the public comments and can't respond to questions. But I want to go ahead, the next slide, because it's the last one, is the information. So if you want to go to our website, if you're sitting here and you say, well, I don't know that much about the case, I'm not comfortable asking a question yet, you can go to this, our website, thepsc.ky.gov. There's a tab, and if you need some help finding that, call our offices, talk to Sherry, our public information officer. We can show you how, we can send you a link. But there's a tab, and you type in the case number, and you can read everything that has been filed. And again, like I said, there's quite a bit. You pull it up on your computer, you can see everything that's been filed. You can send public comments through the psc.comment@kentucky.gov. That's the email address. It goes straight through. You'll be asked for the case number, your name and address. If you don't want your address on there, you can have that redacted off if you don't want any personal information on there. You can send a letter to the Public Service Commission. Again, that's our address box, our address. If you like doing old-fashioned mail, and all the way through until the case is decided finally, you can submit public comments on this. So this is not the only opportunity, so I want to make sure that's clear. So with that, I will leave that up, but I wanted to make sure if there were any questions about the case or the process that anybody has. I'd be happy to answer those now, or call on one of the other staff members to help me. Yes, sir.
Will someone from the gas company, gas be your director that day to represent them?
Yes, so they will have their representatives that day that will be questioned by the attorneys in the case. Okay. So, and there, I think there's a couple folks from Delta here tonight. So, but I do want to encourage you, if you have questions, if you read the case, I try and tell people, just because the commissioners can't answer a question tonight doesn't mean that you shouldn't ask it, because it might be something that they are interested in knowing about too, that they'll say, oh, well, yeah, that is a good question. And they have an opportunity during the process to then ask that question. So any other questions? Okay, so what we're going to do now, if there aren't any other questions, I'm going to put the microphone over here. I'll leave this information up. And then I know the chair has an opening remark, and then we can take the public comments at that point. Okay.
Give me 1 minute to get things set up.
So that I don't break it. Tell you what, I'll turn that. Should have turned it off. Slide around the hatch.
As Linda said, my name is Angie Hatton, and I'm chair of the Kentucky Public Service Commission. Joining me tonight are Commissioner Mary Pat Regan and Commissioner John Will Stacy. And I'll just reiterate a few of the points that Linda has already made. This meeting is being recorded for the benefit of the public and for the record. And we're here today to take public comments in the application for general rate adjustment of Delta Natural Gas. The role and obligation of the PSC is to ensure that any proposed increase results in rates that are fair, just, and reasonable. And we understand that in any rate case proceeding, there are strong feelings and opinions, and we ask that as you provide comments today, you be respectful of each other. And I don't think this crowd's going to get rowdy. We've had some rowdy crowds. Haven't quite had torches and pitchforks, but we've had people with strong emotions, so we just ask everyone to show respect for everyone else. The utility is not presenting, as Linda said, during the public comment meeting, and neither are the interveners, and in this case, the Attorney General's office is the only intervener. So this is an opportunity for customers of the utility and the general public to state their positions and any concerns they have, and to provide the commission with comments for its consideration. We are here to listen. We won't be answering questions today, but if you have questions for the utility, If you ever watch our hearings on our website, which you can do, you can watch this one on the day that it's scheduled, we often take those questions and ask the questions that the public provided for us in these public comment hearings or in the written comments, and we'll say, you know, someone at the public comment session asked us this question, can you answer it? So the questions that you answer, ask, even if they don't get answered tonight, will be part of the public record and are likely to get answered at the hearing, because that's what this is for. We want to know what questions you have and what comments you have, and we'll try to get those answered. But we don't prejudge cases. We haven't heard the testimony yet. We haven't taken the evidence yet. And this is just part of the evidence that we're taking. These public comments become part of the record. You can also call the Public Service Commission at 502-564-3940 and ask questions up to the hearing date. Given the number of participants that we have initially indicated want to testify tonight, there aren't that many, so I'm just going to give a 10-minute limit, usually maybe 5 or 7 minutes, but I'll be timing on my phone. Seeing you looking at my phone, it's because I'm timing. And I'll limit comments tonight to 10 minutes each. And as always, written comments can be made to the commission at any time during the consideration of this case. If you submit a written comment, you need to include your name, address, and then reference case number 2024-00346. Comments can be mailed to the PSC at P.O. Box 615, 211 Sauer Boulevard, Frankfort, Kentucky, 40602-0615, or emailed to psc.comment@ky.gov. So I'll call the names on the sheet, and when you speak, you'll come up to this microphone, and please provide your name and address prior to when you start giving your comments, and I'll begin timing after you've given your name and address. So at this time, I'll begin to call those on the sheet who've indicated they want to speak. But if you change your mind and you said you didn't want to speak, but you do, I'll give you a chance at the end. And so I'll start with the ones who indicated they wanted to speak, and then we'll go back through and make sure that no one else here hasn't changed their mind and decided to speak. I want you to have an opportunity. If that's what you came here to do, I'm giving you that opportunity. So the first person that I have listed as someone who wanted to speak is Tommy Haven.
Harmon.
Step right
I'm going to clarify something before I say anything, though. Did you say that we wouldn't be speaking tonight, the ones that opposed it?
Oh, you're absolutely going to get to speak.
Okay.
Yeah, and just if we can't answer your questions, so okay. Not here tonight, but we could ask them later.
Okay.
So tell us your name and your address, and then I'll start your timer.
Tommy Harmon, 295 Paces Creek Road, Manchester, Kentucky, 40962.
You may begin.
Okay, and first I want to thank you all for coming. I mean, sometimes you write a letter, you don't know where anybody's going to answer, but not only you answer, but you came here. And that means a lot to me that y'all did that. And the amount of the increase is what I want to talk about somewhat. I know y'all can't answer things, but it's just astronomical, some of the increases they have here listed on their page that they want to get approved. And I know it's been 4 years, but it's not been that long. I mean, 4 years is not that long to ask for a $500 or 500% increase and a 300% increase on some other one. And, you know, economically, we use our gas line. We tell everybody when they come interested in our county that we have gas. Well, if gas is going to get high as electric, we can't use that anymore as a selling point to our county, for our county. And our county garage up there, we just changed over to gas heaters, and now they want to go up on the prices. It's just, I don't know if it's how to answer that, really, for them. And you know, one of our local restaurants has a contacted me, and I go through there every morning, and most every morning, I ain't gonna say every morning, I buy a meal, and they went up
20-some cents a couple months ago, and they went up 20-some cents again today. And that's over $100 in a year's time if I go there. And they're going to keep going up, I assume. And I just hope that y'all consider all this stuff when you're looking at things, because our people can't afford stuff. We just increased our garbage rate $4, and that was a major thing for local people. And I hope y'all just look at stuff like that and consider it for our county. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next person who indicated they wanted to speak was Joe White.
Thank you. My name is Joe White, and I live at 970 Colony Road. I put my business address on that form there, but that's where I live at. And it's Manchester, Kentucky, 40962. And I'm a customer of Delta Natural Gas. But I'm more here to speak on behalf of our citizens. I'm the county attorney here, and the fiscal court and myself joined together and wrote a letter in opposition to the rate hike. I don't have all the numbers or the analysts to be able to speak about what Delta might need. But I have the numbers that I need to be able to take. And really, our community just can't afford anything. We are in an impoverished community, which I appreciate y'all coming down here. This is our opportunity just to tell you how we feel about it and where we're coming from, and you're all we got when it comes to challenging these hikes. We provided our letter, and in that letter, we cited some statistics. Just over 35% of our population lives in poverty. That's more than one in three. This rate hike, or this rate, is 93.8% higher. That poverty rate is 93.8% higher than the state average. It's 149.6% higher than the national average. And we're just our folks are about tapped out. We are in a community that that thrived at one time. When I recall, I grew up in the 80s, and I remember the coal trucks being lined up sometimes a mile down the road. And of course, we don't see that anymore. And we went through a change when we lost our coal business. We had a little bit of relief when they brought the federal prison in here. Some of our people have been able to stay here and work. But we have a problem right now of trying to retain our people to be able to have enough jobs, and just with the poverty that's been created by the loss of the job numbers that we had. Those coal jobs, we had a lot of people that worked really hard. They had great benefits. They did not require a college education, and it was really a great time for us. And we've had to go through a very significant change. And I want you to know, how proud I am of this community. We're adapting to what I've seen happen here. Between the loss of those jobs and the drug epidemic that we faced here, you know, I watched people adjust and to be able to come through and to be able to create careers and to do things but after having the financial rug jerked out from under them. And I don't know that I can tell you anything new that you would hear somewhere else about how it's going to affect. But you know, I just got into looking about, you know, how that a gas rate increase, you know, what would be the practical effects on that. Well, you know, we're in a community right now with such poverty that You know, they're already struggling to make ends meet, our citizens are. It's going to put further strain on those household budgets. Essential services to them like heating, cooking, hot water, you know, that's going to affect those things. It's going to make them all go up. It's going to force residents to try to reduce their usage. They will, you know, in which it can result in things like, you know, them trying to go without heat, in which can lead into other things like sickness and respiratory problems, other cold-related illnesses. It's going to cause them to have to spend a larger percentage on their bills compared to, you know, wealthier communities. We're not in that. So, you know, we already suffer from inequalities from a socioeconomic perspective, and it's just going to it will serve to beat us down more than what we have already been in, but by the loss of our economy. It's going to cause people to have to try to use space heaters. They have to heat with stoves, burn wood, do those things like that. Those things increase the risk of fires. They increase the risk of carbon monoxide poison, other health hazards. When people's going to try and survive, and you can't blame them for doing that. And when they're unable to afford their gas, they're going to resort to those things. It's going to take money out of their pockets to buy food and medicine, pay for transportation. You know, most of them are already living paycheck to paycheck, and so it increases debt. It's real consequences for a big part of our population. And we might not be rich when it comes to money, but we have a lot of great people here. We have a lot of great people that are trying. And really our community as a whole is not in a position where it can afford to increase. And so we would just ask that if it has to be, that it would be at the absolute minimum that it would have to be. That's all I've got. I do appreciate again that you all come down here, and that means a lot. And we would ask you to really take this case serious. I know you will, but it does have real consequences for our citizens, and we just ask you to take that into consideration. Thank you.
Joanne Corin.
That's me. And I put maybe because at first I thought I wouldn't say anything.
It happens a lot at these things.
But based on what Joe just said, I would like to comment slightly. I was a Delta customer, and I have dropped my service with them because the only thing I was getting was 6 months of heat. The other 6 months, I had to pay the minimum for nothing. So now I'm one of Joe's people that heats with space heaters. I also own property, and we have gas leases from three different companies. On one of the companies, I know they sell directly to Delta, and I can't see that Delta's paying anything more from the time that we first gave the lease. So what is Delta financing here? And no, I haven't looked at the case, I'm sorry, but, and I know that you can't tell me, but I just feel like that this raise is too soon and too much. Thank you.
Did you give us your address, ma'am? Did you say your address when you came up?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I see it on here.
I'm sorry. My name is Joanne Corum. My address is 898 Pilgrim Hill Road, Manchester, Kentucky. But I own property in a different location that had Delta service. The property at 898 has gas wells on it that sell to Delta. So I know that they're not hurting on buying gas right now.
Thank you. I don't have any others that indicated yes, they wanted to speak. But if there's anybody here who does want to speak, now that you've thought about it, now that you've listened, now would be the time, and you can step up to the mic if anybody here does want to speak. And I'll give you a few minutes to think about it if you want to. And again, if you don't want to speak in public tonight, but you get home and want to write an email or a letter, card, please feel free, and they are welcome, and we do read them. In a former life, I used to come and yell at the PSC at these public hearings all the time when I was a state rep. I think I did it 6 different times, so this is probably karma for me. But thank you for not yelling, and we are here to listen. And again, if anybody does want to submit public comments, you can still do so. You can mail them to 211 Sauer Boulevard, Frankfort, Kentucky, 40601. Or you can, let me get this address here, you can email them to psc.comment@ky.gov. And again, on the day of this hearing, you can watch online on the PSC website. You can also give comment by Zoom on the day of the hearing. You can come in person on the day of the hearing and speak at 9 a.m. when the hearing's about to begin. And you can check the day before and sign in and give a Zoom comment on the day of the hearing. What's the day of the hearing? Anybody got it handy?
17th of April.
Okay, April 17th, 9 a.m. in Frankfort. Again, thank you very much. This will be last call. All right. Thanks for having us. We enjoyed your pretty courthouse, and we like being invited.